are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Anne McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
I know you hear me, Lord. It's November 21st, 2022, and I have a special guest. We are live in the studio today, and it's the first time I've seen him in probably 2 years, maybe. Wow. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but you just heard, wow. Let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up this radio broadcast to you. We pray that you touch all the hearts of all those who are listening and bring to the radio those who need to listen. We thank you and praise you. We entrust again to your Blessed Mother all that we are doing and all that we are not doing. Please shower your people with love and affection and your countenance today. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, my friends, I thank you for being with us today. Last week, I lost my sister, and due to funeral arrangements and all the things that were happening, I could not be live with you. But I know where she's at. She had a great devotion to the Lord and the Blessed Mother. So I'm very, very happy to know that she is now not suffering. And I thank you for your love and prayers during this time. But in praying about today, I thought, Lord, I need an upbeat guy. You know, since I'm in the studio and I haven't seen Eddie, we've been doing remote sessions probably over the past year or so. I thought it's time to bring him in. So for those of you who don't know, Eddie Morris is an entrepreneur. He is a retired.
I tried it, but I flunked at it.
You flunked at it again.
Flunked at it again, yeah.
A husband, father, grandfather.
Six, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And two grandkids and one on the way in January.
This is the Morris family is expanding, and we are so grateful to have him here with us today. He's involved in so many things, and many of you have heard him about the St. Norbert's Prayer Group over the past year or so. We've talked about it. He's involved with the Stations of the Cross that we talked about on a program about a month or so ago at Archbishop Carroll, the beautiful stations that he personally made sure that they had special lights, and now all the amazing things that are happening there as a result of that. And he just told me before we went on the air about
cornhole.
Now, who in the world would think that part of this program would be about cornhole? But how in the world does cornhole tie into a Catholic ministry?
Well, how doesn't it? Yeah. But I got a bunch of my friends that are listening right now. But you know, it's a great sport. It's one of the fastest growing sports outside of the Big Four. You know, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, they're the Big Four. But there's data out there saying that cornhole is the fastest growing sport outside of them. And I started playing during COVID. And you and I haven't seen, you said 1 year, but we haven't seen each other for two, maybe 3 years.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And then, I started playing cornhole during COVID. If someone said to me, what is your memory of COVID? I would say, well, I started playing cornhole. Because you couldn't go out, I started playing it, and I started meeting all these great people. I even had a tournament in my house. We had 80 people show up, and I started with a prayer. And the crowd was like, what's this guy doing now? I had a Divine Mercy chaplet banner hanging on the tennis courts where we played. And I said, all right, guys and girls, we got to start this great tournament. And so we sat under the banner, and we started with a prayer, and it was great. And I don't think they had ever started a cornhole tournament before with a prayer. But I will tell you, 10, 15 people came up to me and said that felt good. And reason why I always try to take things to a new level, I started thinking about all the people I could reach through cornhole. And every time you play in Chester County or Delaware County or Montgomery County or go to Jersey, all these counties have their own cornhole leagues. Well, there's 200, 300, and 400 people per league. So if I could have an event at my house and have 80, 85 people say a prayer, and then we play the cornhole match, But in the back of our mind, we all know we started with a prayer. We all know we added a little extra respect at that event for each other. Well, I just said to myself, wow, look at all the people I can reach. And all it's funny because I'm almost 65. Most of the cornhole players are in their 20s, 30s,
oh, yes,
and 40s.
Yes, they're young.
As a matter of fact, when we play, I always listen to them say, because it's always partners, random partners. And I always hear people say, hey, you play the old guy. And that's me. And I always hear that. It's funny. But it's so beautiful for me to have the opportunity to meet all these young kids. Many are just starting families. Many are just getting married. They're younger than me. I've been through so many things that they will go through. I was flat broke 12 years ago. Today I'm retired. The only way I got through that was gifts from God. These people don't realize that. I can see their lives better than they can see their lives. But they respect me because they know I come from a different perspective. And I love talking about it. As a matter of fact, the other night I'm playing cornhole. And some guy was there, and for some reason I just started talking about God, and he said, "Ed, I'm an atheist."
Oh,
I've never met an atheist in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What a gift I received at that moment! I will now become this guy's very good friend. You know my ultimate goal, right?
Yes.
But I will learn it by understanding where he's coming from. My gut would tell me he's missing something. I asked him, who do you thank? He said, I thank myself.
Mm.
I said, okay, but I understand where he's coming from. So I will learn all about him, his life, and it will help me understand how to communicate with a person who currently does not believe in God. And my guess is I made a dent in him the other night. Because he said, what's this cornhole guy talking to me about God? I bet he's thought about it a little bit. And we started chatting a little bit, and I just said, hey, have a great day. I told him I'm proud of you, and I just sent him texts back and forth, and we're starting to communicate. Well, we're going to have some really in-depth conversations, and I bet I can't convince him to love God, but guess who can convince him? God. God will, one day he'll be driving down the road, and something will happen, and he'll say, that's what Eddie Mel was talking about, and God will make his move on this guy, but what I can do is just get him to open his mind. Open his eyes and ears. And when God does appear, he'll say, oh, okay. He'll understand something. So I can't wait. A second great thing happened to me the other day. I woke up on Sunday morning, and there was a guy gardening at my house. He runs right up to me. Hey, Ed, he's from Cambodia. Hey, Ed, did you see last night? I said, no, what happened? He goes, President Biden is in Cambodia. He's eating Cambodian food. He was so excited to tell me that the President of the United States was in Cambodia. He goes, you can see it on TV. All I thought about, like, I'm not a Biden supporter. However, what a fool I've been. He's the President of the United States. He has such power outside of the United States. He was in Cambodia. He made all these Cambodian people so proud. He represented the United States in their country. I've missed that whole thing for years. All of a sudden, I am a big Biden supporter because he's my president. I still disagree with him, but he won. I must support him. And if I have a chance to vote, I would not vote for him again. However, he's my president today, and I will focus on all the good things he can do because I saw the joy in that gardener's face. He couldn't wait to tell me, an American, that my president was in his country. He was so happy. I haven't seen that. I've been wrong. So this guy, what a gift. And it helps me once again see the best in people, chew the meat, spit out the bones. So I should find the meat in President Biden and enjoy it. And the things I don't like, I'll just disregard. But he is my president. And everybody in the world, in one way or another, is your president. Everyone in the world has great gifts. I only need to see the great in people all the time. And I apply that to cornhole all the time. Like I say, I'm a lot older than these people. I'm different than them in a lot of ways. But each one of them has amazing gifts for me. And I have such great friendships in there. And we have a blast throwing the bags. And we talk about life. And that's kind of what I represent to them. And it's been so much fun for me. It's like, in many ways, my younger siblings. You know, I'm one of nine. I'm the third one, so I have younger siblings. And it's like I'm chatting with and trying to be a role model to other people. Try to live a different life. Try to live a good life. And in some ways, I know those guys see it. And we just talk about things. So in cornhole, I hope I'm not babbling here, but I see so many opportunities. Like, I want to start a Philadelphia Catholic League cornhole league.
Yep, I know people want to know how to do this right now. They're all waiting in line.
Well, think about that. I went to Archbishop Carroll.
Right.
There's 15 high schools. There's probably 15,000 kids who currently play cornhole. It's a fun sport. You play it on weekends. You play it down the shore. You play it as a recreation. Well, I thought, why can't I make the cornhole board? People design the boards all the time.
Oh, yes.
Why can't I design one of the Stations of the Cross on the board? And I go to Archbishop Carroll, who's going to now play Cardinal O'Hara in a cornhole tournament. I'll say, okay, guys, let's play. These are the boards. Here's your bags. Here's the scoreboards. Let's go. However, first, you kids, explain to me, when Jesus falls down, how did he get up? That's what is on your cornhole board right there. Jesus falls for the first time. Explain what that means to you before we play. And these kids are going to sit back there and say, you know what? I've fallen down. I've gotten up. I've gotten up with help from friends, just like Simon helped Jesus when he fell down. One of the boards will have Simon helping Jesus carry the cross. And I'll say, hey, Mary, what does that mean to you? Well, when I fall down, my friend Susie picked me up, just the same way Simon picked the cross up for Jesus. And I say, you're right. Let's play cornhole. And think about that station. Every station is so powerful. How about the boy that gets cut from the baseball team and he's all depressed? And his friend's sitting there. How can I help my friend John who got cut from the baseball team? He's bummed out. Well, that board might be Veronica wiping the face of Jesus. Well, Veronica tried to stop the crucifixion, but she couldn't. But all she could do was pull out a cloth that she had and wipe the face of Jesus. Well, I could tell the friend, hey, you can't make this guy a better baseball player, but what can you do right now? Just like Veronica, she wiped Jesus' face. Right now, what can you do? Well, maybe you can take your friend to Starbucks. Maybe you can go for a walk. Maybe you can send him a nice text. All you can do is all you can do at that moment. Just the same way Veronica could not stop the crucifixion, but she could wipe the face of Jesus. So with your friend and looking at your board, you see Veronica wiping the face of Jesus. What can you do for your friend? And I think the kids can learn so much about God through cornhole. And I bet I can have 1,000 kids playing cornhole and also talking about our amazing Lord. I know I can. And you have to make religion fun. So, example, with my friend who told me he's an atheist, I don't know how to get to him. But there's so many creative ways you can do these things. I won't quit on him. I won't quit on the Lord. And something good's going to happen. But there's so much opportunity. And in this example, I'm going to use cornhole. So I'm so grateful for my friends that are listening now. I'm so grateful for them letting me play with them. I'm the older guy. They taught me how to play the game. And we have good battles. But we're very good friends also.
Well, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network is Eddie Morris, the infamous Eddie Morris. We've started our journey with the streets of Kensington and the rosary rings and Divine Mercy images, and we've powered through so many different levels. And today, I must tell you, is a first to have Eddie in the studio and to tell me how he's going to use cornhole evangelize.
And for one reason.
Why?
Because you can reach thousands.
Yes, because they like the game. It's a fun game.
They also love our Lord, and they don't know our Lord was one of the greatest cornhole players of all time. He could do anything. And they'll learn. They'll learn when he falls down and gets up, when he's beaten so terribly by the Romans, how he was so tough to stay focused. And that's what you got to do in cornhole. You got to stay focused. You can never quit. You can be down 19-2 and come back and win that game. I mean, look at Jesus. He fell down 3 times. They whipped him. They beat him. They put him in a tomb, and he was dead. And he came busting out of that tomb with not one scar on him, looking beautiful, met his apostles, conquered sin, conquered death, showed himself visibly to 80 people after he resurrected, and he was as mortal as anybody. And just think, the big, powerful Roman army couldn't stop this one man. There's so much to learn by him. He's the strongest guy that ever walked the earth.
You know, I wish we could be on Facebook, and perhaps we will be, or you will be, because I would love our listeners to see your face at this moment. Every time I see you, there's another idea. You're an idea man for the Lord. You know what I love about cornhole, Eddie, is that someone wouldn't have to be a tremendous athlete or a star athlete or, you know, the person that everybody says, oh, there goes so-and-so. It could be the little guy or the little girl or the young woman or young man or elderly man or woman. This game is for all ages, all body types. And how you are seeing this as a tool to touch so many lives without really infringing and pushing your face in front of them. You're pushing a bag, you know, in front of them. I'm interested in this atheist, though. You know, the fact that someone actually said to you, I'm an atheist, you must have, and you do, the glow of Christ in your face. You know, what would happen if someone called in right now and said, I'm an atheist, or I'm like on the fence. I'm right on the fence, Eddie. What would you say? Come out and play cornhole?
Well, you know, I would sit down and chat with him or her and understand where they're coming from. Like this guy, I don't have a strategy to approach him. As a matter of fact, I've never heard anyone tell me they're an atheist. As a matter of fact, on the show, I've always said I've never met anybody that doesn't love God. Well, guess what? He's my first. And I don't even know that's an accurate statement. I bet he loves God, but he just can't admit it right now. I want to bring the beautiful God. As a matter of fact, we were talking about, he cursed in front of me. And I just said to him, hey, I haven't said a curse in 8 years. And he looked at me, he goes, oh, no, here's what happened. He cursed and then he apologized to me. And people always do that to me, and especially in cornhole. I laugh because I never said that to anybody that, it's a problem cursing in front of me. But they always apologize when they see me because I think they know what I believe in. So they'll curse and they'll apologize. Hey, sorry, Eddie. I didn't mean to say that word. And then, but in front of him, I said, you know, I haven't said a bad word in actually 9 years. And I said, here's why. I believe God is inside of my body. So why would I run a bad word through him? He doesn't need that. He's been already through enough. I don't need to make his life any worse than it already was. Or if I get mad at anybody. I always love forgiving everybody. And people say, why do you forgive everybody? I said, well, if I hold a grudge, if I'm mad, I'm making God be mad. He's inside of me. He doesn't deserve that. So I try to see the best in everybody. So the answer to your question is I would sit down and chat with the person and try and find an angle. I know, but I would love them. I would forgive them. And then I would pray to God to help. And then God would absolutely help. He always does. He always does. But my role is to love them and forgive them, just as they would love me and forgive me, and then wait for God to make his move. And he makes his move all the time. And like we talk about my Team Hope. I have 6,000 people follow me. Why do they follow me? Well, I don't know. I had some good friends of mine that passed away. And I just said, we have to start praying. Well, I didn't sit back and say, I need to have a team of 6,000 people. All I said was, my friend Lefty, my friend Tony, my friend Todd, my friend Brian are very sick and they've passed away. And these were four of my top 10 best friends.
Yeah, they were. Matter
of fact, Tony and Lefty were my number one and two. I lost both my best friends in a span of a couple weeks. And I said, God's asking me to do something here. So I said, let's pray. And then we grew to 6,000. So do you actually think I'm in control?
No.
No. We went and prayed a little bit. Now, with the cornhole group, I mean, I know that I have a little bit of a respect from them. But I haven't done anything but go in there and throw cornhole bags and be nice to them. And say a couple things different than an average guy would say. And I see some guys thinking and some women thinking. and it's great. Matter of fact, well, I mean, think about it. They have tournaments, and they're all in their 30s or 40s, and they invite a 65-year-old guy to be on their team. I mean, it's who knows why, but they like being with me. I like being with them. It's teamwork.
But go back to, you mentioned at the beginning of the program, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago, you have an understanding that you would like to form something with a Catholic league. Tell our listeners what you're thinking right now and processing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking that we send a memo out to every athletic director in the Cardinal Harrah, Monsignor Bonner, Egan, Roman, Newman, Carroll, Pope John Paul, Father Judge, I mean, all the schools, and say, hey, there's a new cornhole club. Hmm. Would you like to field a team? And as you mentioned earlier, men, boys, girls, mixed doubles, singles, maybe a freshman, sophomore JV team, and a junior and senior varsity team. And the schools will say, hey, they come to a tournament. Let's say O'Hara will visit Carroll and bring 24 kids there to play the 24 Carroll kids in cornhole. Now, say, this is going to be great. We're going to play cornhole. This is fun. And I'll sit back there, okay, guys, let's get ready to go here. However, let's read this Sunday's gospel first. Or let's look at your cornhole board and chat about that board for a minute. And when we're done chatting, we'll play. But think about that. 48 kids will show up who didn't know one thing about when the three women came up to Jesus while he's carrying the cross. And they were crying. And guess what Jesus did? He put his hand on them and said, everything's going to be fine. And they're like, wow. They're trying to stop the crucifixion, and he just put his arm on me and said, everything's going to be fine. Well, guess what? When the kids come to play cornhole, or when the kids come to school, they at their home fronts is not their home fronts are not always great. They may have a dysfunctional family. They may have a struggling sibling. Mm. They may have a struggling friend. But they may remember that station, and Jesus said, everything's going to be okay. And then we'll talk as a group of kids with other kids or and a couple coaches and maybe mentors. I'll be in the crowd. And I'll say, everything's going to be okay. Because if you look at this station of the cross through the Passion, Jesus said, even though he's carrying a cross, everything's going to be okay. And I'll say to the kids, everything's going to be okay. And they're going to say, wow, I didn't realize that station was out there. And I didn't realize I could apply it to my life. And I say, yes. But 48 kids will talk amongst themselves about their individual problems. They're going to be able to get through it through the strength of understanding the stations of the cross and through cornhole. So cornhole is cornhole. But think of all the ways that I can get these kids to talk and think and have fun. Now, Team Hope and my prayer services, if 400 or 500 people come, and Dennis Cicchino is listening right now.
Oh, is he? Hello, Dennis.
The great Dennis.
The ultimate man.
Yeah, that's right. So now think about that. I said, let's go pray. Well, if you say let's go pray to the church, 10 people show up. But we get 400 or 500 people because we made it fun. Dennis brings a full rock and roll band that plays Jim Croce, the Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Who. We rock it out. And then we get some speakers go up there. And people sit back and say, this is fun in this church. Dennis and his team play great music. I'm excited to be in here. And when Dennis talks in between songs and when he sings that song, he's just not singing a song. He's singing it directly to the Lord, and the audience sees that. How could you ever sing Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd directly to the Lord? But Dennis pulls it off, and everybody claps every song. That's funny. I always laugh when every time Dennis and his band sing a song. At the end of the song, they all clap. But you don't clap in church. But they clap in our prayer services because it's fun, it's inspiring, it's motivational. And they're in God's house, and we keep talking about it, and we keep looking at the cross, and everybody knows why we're there, and everybody says, wow, I never realized how fun church can be. And we've made it fun to the point where 400 or 500 people show up at a prayer service.
Yeah. Including a lot of young people.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball teams from the different high schools show up and all different ages. So you have a lot of young people now beginning to be part of these prayer services. So the Lord is giving you little kernels of wisdom as you grow in your outreach. And now I just think the cornhole concept, in addition to the prayer meetings, in addition to what you did at Archbishop Carroll, you know, what is God saying to you, Eddie Moe, that you have to be innovative or you just have to be open? What is the key here for someone listening who would like to participate in this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God tells me that, hey, I gave you an upbeat personality. Put it to work. Or I'll take it back from you. But that's what I feel he tells me. People always say to me, every time I look at you, you got a smile on your face. And when I hear that, I say, I think I just made them happy. So I better do it more often. These are not my talents. These are God's talents that he lent to me. I better use them. So I forget your question, though. But you're saying, what was your question again?
Oh, I don't even remember because it's a God wink.
Yeah, about the cat, but starting the leg up?
Yeah.
How would you start the leg up?
Well, not only that, but someone who's listening who say, right. I want to get involved in the prayer group, which you can be a complete stranger off the street no matter what age you are. The cornhole.
What I would say to anybody is take a moment and remember that inside you is the Lord. And he wants you to do great things. And you're absolutely a perfect person already because he made you in his image. Everything about you is great. So go talk to another friend and let them know that they're also great. Let them see your love of God in your eyes because that will bring them joy. They'll say there's something very special about this person talking to me because I can see they love God. It's contagious. And then see where it goes. You do not need a plan.
You do not need a plan.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I have no plans. As a matter of fact, it is now 4:30.
Almost.
And I can't tell you what I'm doing at 5 o'clock. I'll let you know when 5 o'clock arrives.
Up.
Hey, I have a great man on the phone. Farmer's on the phone.
Yeah. Farmer, stay on the line because we're going to finish this out, go to a commercial break, and then we'll bring you back on. So just stay on the line, Farmer.
But it's so great that Farmer just called.
Yeah.
Because Farmer, and what Farmer does today, he had no plan. Our buddy Lefty got sick, and we had a prayer service for him. Farmer walks up to me at the prayer service and says, hey, Ed, a person in the audience asked if we can, I know we're praying for Lefty, but can we also pray for them? I said, well, let me ask the Snyder family, Lefty's family, if it's okay if we pray for Lefty and them. One other person. And I get back to Farmer. He said, yeah. So the next day we send out prayer, pray for Lefty and pray for Mary. Well, guess what? Today we pray for at least 50 to 60 people per day, men on Mondays, kids on Tuesdays, women on Wednesdays, seniors on Thursdays, and families on Fridays. And he's been doing it for 5 years. Now, Farmer had no plan. And he can't cancel this plant.
He's really not a farmer.
That's right. But he plants a lot of great seeds. But here's a guy who had no plan. All of a sudden, now the plan God put in front of him is he sends his prayer out to 1,100 people every day, get farmer-specific prayer requests of people that need a prayer. 1,100 people every day get farmer's prayer request. And it's 50 to 60 to 80 different people per day. So talk about not having a plan. I guarantee 10 years ago, Farmer said, I think one day I'll have a big text list and I'm going to put all these names on it and 1,000 people are going to pray. No shot. But that's his current deal. He's the best.
Did Farmer know you before you encountered the Lord in a special relationship?
Yeah, we went to high school together, but he was 1 year above me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back then you hung out with your classmates. So,
yes.
Farmer, we played sports together and all that, but he had a different crowd. But we certainly knew each other and respected each other. And then... But we hung in different circles. And today we talk every day. It's amazing.
Well, my friends, after the break, we'll come back with the infamous Eddie Morris. And we're talking about how in the world could cornhole evangelize our youth, our families, and then we'll have Farmer on the line. So stay tuned because we'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio. empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. And our special live guest today is Eddie Morris. And Eddie, we're ready to encounter the infamous Farmer. So, whoa. Farmer, you're live on the air.
Good afternoon, Ann. Good afternoon, Ed. How are you?
What's up, bud?
Well, you know, I've been sitting here listening, you know, to you for half an hour, which, you know, I've been listening to you for 5 years or so now. But one, I think, so about you is your energy, about the Lord. And I think that enough is what inspires, definitely myself, for sure, because, you know, I'm not holier than that, which I've told you many times. It makes it so interesting. And cornhole is an awesome idea.
We're losing you, Farmer. We're losing you. Keep your head in one direction with your phone.
Okay.
Now we got you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now we have you.
Right.
So, anyway, the cornhole idea is it's just awesome. So I want you to just keep thinking and doing what you're doing because you're a very special person, Ed. And I wanted to also congratulate you on making, in 1976, they just voted you in, about a month ago? Aren't you on the, what was the award you just got?
The Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
the big Hall of Fame. So congratulations. I never really got a chance to say that to you. And I just want to say I value so much as a friend and the situation that we've been doing for the last 5 years. You know, it's just been phenomenal.
Awesome, pal. Awesome.
Well, thank you, Farmer. You're breaking up on us, but we thank you for calling in and supporting Eddie Moe, and I can't wait to hear about this cornhole with you guys.
He's a great coach, too, Farmer. Farmer's been coaching girls softball for a million years, and he's a great leader, and he's had some great success, and the girls love him, and it's a similar strategy, you know, what he does with softball, you know, what I've coached for 28 years in the CYO programs, and you just talk about being a leader here, and I'm using cornhole now to lead people. So I know that's why Farmer likes it, because he understands leading these young kids. It's fantastic.
Yep.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, it's so important.
Thank you so much for calling in and listening, Farmer.
All right, and you guys have a great night.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. I just love his name.
Oh,
Farmer.
It's the best. It's the best.
I love
he
his
certainly
name.
Sows a lot of seeds, that guy.
Yeah, he does, but so do you. You know, you have so many facets. You're like a diamond. You have so many facets. And, you know, if you're just tuning in, this is Eddie Morris. We've had him on the air many, many times, but he's talking about using, can you believe it, cornhole as a way to reach young people, families. Eddie, you'd have to have special cornhole boards made up. And I'm sure they would be quite popular, but...
They'll be beautiful.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, he wants to use cornhole because it's so huge, you said, in the East Coast.
Kids love it. They have fun. And religion is something you love and have fun with. So you marry up cornhole, which is fun, with Jesus, who is fun. And it's just a great, great victory. Whoa.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, we got another phone call here.
Yeah, we do. Dennis, welcome. You're live on the air. You have to turn the radio down.
Radio's down.
Okay, radio's down. Dennis is ready.
I'm ready.
All right. You have Eddie Moe here live on the air.
He's my man.
What's up, pal?
How you doing, Ed?
Doing great. I tell you what, when I just think of you, I just think about you singing directly to the Lord. And if there's an audience there, it's neat, but you're talking directly to the Lord.
Lord, and planted this music in my soul. You know, I was born with it, and so it's my responsibility, man, to get it out there. You know, it's a gift from God. I want to give it out to everybody else. That's what I do. And you keep bringing up Simple Man. Skinner song. You're always telling me, man, you really nailed that, man. I mean, you were singing from your soul. That's exactly right. But, you know, I think I sing, every song I ever sing is right from my soul, like right from the place of God and Jesus within me. It just springs out of me, man. That's what it is.
That's fantastic.
From God.
Yep, it's great. And earlier Ann said, what do you tell somebody? And then look at Dennis. If he sings a song and people see it coming from his soul, he'll make people happy.
Right.
He'll make people happy, and they'll say, you know what? Instead of me hearing the music, I might want to listen to the words that he's singing or look in his eye. Look when Dennis looks to the sky when he's singing the song. I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's why I look at Dennis where he's looking when he's singing. He's not looking at the audience. You're looking straight up.
Yeah, right. That's something I guess I do unconsciously. You know, my head goes right up to the Lord. It's just music is a gift, and you know, I got it. I had it was implanted in me, and that's just the way I feel. I mean, I've been able to, you know, make my life, make a career out of something I really never had to work on. So it just comes out of me. Even when I'm in a bar, you know, having a beer and singing, it's the same feeling.
Yeah.
It is all the time. It's always there with me.
Well, you've made a lot of people happy, pal. You made a lot of people happy, and not to mention our 35 prayer services, and Dennis's total compensation for them is zero. he might be a great musician, but he's a bad businessman.
No, I'm terrible at that.
But I
do play a lot of weddings, though. So
yeah,
know.
Right.
But you know, you helped me out a few times, Ed. So I'm going to use that as my compensation for doing all these prayer services. And it started with Lefty.
Yes, it
you
did.
Know, Lefty was such like a soulful person, such a giver, and such a loving person, and we all showed up for him, and look what it turned out into.
That's right. It changed our lives.
It changed our lives. Exactly right. Right. You know, Ann earlier on said, you mentioned my name, Ed, Dennis Aquino's listening. Oh, Dennis, the ultimate man, not even close.
Well, you are today.
I <know. laughs> Well, I wish you would tell my girl. You got to tell my girlfriend that.
Yeah. All right. My sis.
But anyway, it's like Eddie was talking earlier about he hasn't said, used bad language in like 9 years. I think. It's about 9 minutes for me, so that's something that I got to work on now.
Yeah.
In order to be the ultimate man.
Yeah. Well.
One thing for me. Never use the Lord's name in vain.
Never.
That's it, pal. That's it. And guess what? It's so easy to do. If you do it for a couple months successfully, then it just becomes natural. And it's amazing. I'll just never consider saying a bad word. It's just so natural. So you can do it, Dennis, like you can do anything.
Yeah. I'm going to work on that this month. Look, here comes my Monica.
All righty.
All right, Dennis.
All right, pal. Love you.
God bless you, Dennis.
I'll see you guys later. Thanks for having me on.
All righty. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Well, you have a fan club.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could take a couple more calls. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. If you want to talk to Eddie Moe, Ed Morris, 610 617-2906. That's 610-527-2906. Since we're in the studio, we can take calls. When we do remote, we can't.
Right.
So it's very exciting. And Eddie's looking at the Facebook Live stuff that Kathleen has on Tuesdays, and he's thinking, oh, I have like 6,000 people that follow me. So we need to make that happen, right?
Yeah, I got my friend Tim out there, and Jason, and Stiz, and Paul, and Eddie, and Mark, and Dan. Call in, boys. 610-527-2906. And Tricia Scott, the president of Carol, tried to call in, but it didn't answer. But maybe Tricia could call back. She's driving to Delaware, though, so maybe she's out.
No. This range of the station goes into Maryland,
okay,
up to New York and New Jersey,
okay,
all over.
Yeah.
So it's a big range.
Yeah. So I love your question earlier about, you know, how do you talk to somebody or what do you do? And I mentioned no plan. The simple plan is just to be a good person and let other people see that, and maybe they'll want to become a better person. I mean, Farmer mentioned I got into the Carroll Hall of Fame, and I did. However, my five best friends are all in the Carroll Hall of Fame. Mr. Kirsch, Tony Mullen, Brian Zwan, Eustace Mita. These guys are all in the hall, and I hang out with them, and I look at the way they lead their lives. And then I got into the Hall of Fame. But I put it in my speech. I said, look at the people I spend my time with. They're all in the Carroll Hall of Fame, and I thanked them because they showed me how to live a life, and then I got voted in, but they gave me the direction. So in your life, when you're chatting with people, chat like a Hall of Famer. Chat like someone that you want to represent God. Chat like you know God's inside of you. Give people compliments. Make them feel good. It's so simple. It's so simple. And I love when people say, oh, this world's so nuts. I don't agree with that at all. The world's perfect. You have free will to live a good life. And if things aren't going well for others or you see them out there, just hang in there. Say some prayers and God will change it. I firmly believe one day we'll be driving down the Schuylkill Expressway or some big highway in Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco. And on some big building, God will appear. And then millions of people will come back to the religion because at the right time, he'll show his face. And just like he did with Juan Diego and Our Lady of Guadalupe and all that, 16 million people converted to Catholicism the next 10 years when Mary gave a miracle to Juan Diego, and all of a sudden 16 million people came back. And the Tilma
with Juan Diego.
Yeah, and so I don't really worry about anything. And people say, oh, less and less people are going to religion or to church and all that. But that's okay. Do your part and go grab a friend or introduce to cornhole and get 2,000. but that's what you do. And or have your own cornhole event and with 80 people. And before you throw the first bag, say a prayer. Well, that day, I guarantee 85 people said, what's this Goofy Eddie Moe doing here? Well, maybe they said, hey, he said a prayer. Maybe I had a little impact on them. I don't know. But it was certainly fun doing it. And 15 people came up to me and said, that was cool. And so, hey, you can have a big impact, but you only need to get one at a time. And then maybe you'll find some opportunity out there that brings hundreds at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. But, hey, God will love you so much if you just try. Even if you fail, God will love you so much for trying. Now think about his life. He walked from 30 to 33, he was out there doing his ministry, and he went to places where maybe two or three people showed up. But he kept speaking, and then they killed him. And all he did was good stuff. Help the poor, help the sick, help the elderly, help the disabled, help the kids. All he did was great stuff. Well, if we just do the same thing, we'll be just fine.
I was just thinking, Eddie, you know what would be great? The Kairos retreats.
Oh, yeah.
To introduce this cornhole concept into all the Kairos retreats. But all the public high school kids, they never have an opportunity unless it's CYO in their parish. Think about all the kids. It's monster.
Monster opportunity.
Yes.
How about a Catholic ligger partnering up with a public ligger? As your teammates.
Perfect.
Boom. Yeah. Carroll kid with a Conestoga kid. O'Hara kid with a Springfield kid.
Absolutely.
Boom. And also now we have 4,000. And I coached CYO, and I coach all the kids from Conestoga come to St. Norbert CYO, and the kids love to say the prayer before the game. They don't get that at school.
No.
One season, I'll never forget, the kids say, my turn to say the prayer. And I go, wow, look at that. These kids, oh my, and my son was on the team. He said, Dad, don't you start your goofy religion stuff with these kids. They don't like that. and I laughed because by the end of the season, they were fighting over who got to say the prayer. These are high school 11th and 12th year old, 12th grade boys who wanted the opportunity to say the prayer in front of the 30 kids that are on their team and the other team. And I laugh. People sit back and say, you can't do this, you can't do that. I said, I did it right there. And all I did was tried, and it grew on its own. I'll tell you another great, great, great story. I'm coaching baseball with these 10-year-old boys. And I had a coach, and then I said, hey, I have an idea. I brought a rosary with me to the game in the dugout. And we went. It was a playoff game. And I said, all right, guys, come here. All these 12 10-year-old kids rush up. I said, everybody touch this rosary. And all the kids touched it. And then we said a prayer, and they went out and played the game. And I looked at my coach, and he kind of smirked at me. Next game, I had my rosary beads there again. I said, come on, kids, let's touch the rosaries. Guess what?
What?
Two of the other kids brought their rosaries. I'll never forget it. And I looked at my assistant coach and laughed. I said, now who's the boss, huh? The kids brought their own rosaries, and they couldn't wait. And I guarantee today those kids remember that. And I was so proud of these 10-year-old boys who brought a rosary into the baseball dugout. And what did I do? All I did was tried the idea. And it tripled. It went from 1 to 3, right? So don't worry about if you're wildly successful. Just be mildly successful. Just get one. And then you'll get two. Then you'll get three.
Well, I think you also should bring the cornhole concept to businesses, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
To businesses.
Especially ones that don't want me there. I love them. Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. You know, that's the greatest idea ever.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
so
ready.
If we have any business people listening, you know, you can contact Eddie by calling Maureen right now, and then she'll let Eddie know about you. But wouldn't it be wonderful to bring this concept? They love cornhole. You know, they have a coffee break.
They currently have cornhole competitions already. But they don't have a cornhole board with the station on it. Yeah. So I can sit back and say, hey, yeah, I heard you guys are having a cornhole competition for business. Yeah, I'll show up, and I'll just have my boards all ready. And they'll say, hey, what's that board about? I said, why don't you tell me? Yeah. So it's great. The Stations of the Cross can tell you everything you need to know about your life. Every answer to every question you have in life is at the Stations of the Cross. Just think, when Jesus is sitting there and he's condemned to die, he accepts his cross. And think about people in our lives. Think about your life. I think about my life. My father was a brutal alcoholic. I never had one intelligent conversation with my dad my entire life. We had the same name, Ed Morris Sr., Ed Morris Jr. I never once had a man-to-man chat with my dad. So I forgave him just 6 years ago. He had been passed 10 years ago, but I learned that was my cross. I accepted it just the same way Jesus accepted his cross. And I forgave my dad. But the Station of the Cross where Jesus accepts his cross taught me that my particular cross was my father. And I have other ones. As I mentioned 13 years ago, I was flat broke. Another big cross. I accepted it. Just because I learned that Jesus puts many crosses in front of you. You can't run from them. Accept them. And when you overcome them, you find joy and accomplishment. And you feel confidence. And you become a better person. But don't run from your problems. Welcome your problems. The pain is a gift. And that gift, the pain will actually, when you have pain, you go pray to the Lord. So your pain takes you to the Lord. So your pain becomes joy, because when you sit back and say, I don't have this, I don't have that, this is wrong, that's wrong, and you pray to God, can you please fix this? Well, there's your joy. Where did you go? you went to God. So your pain becomes joy. And so you, think about that gift. Pain is the gift. Joy is the solution.
I don't know, Ed, from the very first moment we met on the air here to now, you know, I don't think you would have said that a couple years ago. I mean, God has really groomed you for this work, and he's blessed your family in profound ways as well. And these beautiful prayer meetings, and now, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Eddie Morris, and you will never believe in a million years how the Lord is using him with a new concept, cornhole evangelization.
Cornhole Catholics. Sounds corny. But no, but I love your idea of the public schools, and I thought about that too. I mean, Catholic League championships, playing the public school championship, mixed schools championships, mixed doubles, juniors with seniors playing with freshmen, mentoring there. Mm-hmm. Everything's there. Everything's there. But the beauty of cornhole is it's fun. Play football? I mean, you better be 6'1", 210, and run like a deer and be strong. Cornhole, like you mentioned, anyway. I mean,
anyone can play it.
But let me tell you something. There's athletes play a sport. But, I mean, and here's the other thing. Who cares if you win or lose? You're out there, and you're learning religion. You're learning friendship. You're learning how to stick to it. You're learning challenges. It's everything.
And you're having fun.
And you're having fun. And you're having fun.
That, you know, how many times have we met people, and I'm sure you meet a lot of people, who believe that our faith journey has to be sad, and the Lord wants us to be smiling. He wants us to be happy. And this is why he leads you to opportunities and gives you these ideas. You told me probably 2 months ago, I love cornhole. I got to play cornhole tonight. And I said, what? Never in a million years would I think you love cornhole.
Yeah.
But and then you told me how many people you play with.
Yeah.
And look what's happening as a result of something that brings you joy.
Yeah.
You want to bring that joy to others.
No doubt. And I play at all these different areas. And I kind of look at the number of people playing there. And I wonder if I can have an impact. And so, you know, it's a different crowd.
Okay.
I mean, they're not looking. I mean, it's a different audience, different than me. But I sit back and say, there's a potential impact here. And hey, if I fail, it's okay. I tried. And God will always thank me for trying. So if my ultimate goal is to do this or that and get more and more people to the Lord through cornhole, great. If I fail, it's okay. Oh, wow.
All right, we have Jason. You're live on the air with Eddie Moe.
Uh-oh, the king of cornhole, Jason. Oh, my man.
How are you, sir?
Never been better, and I'm getting better.
That's my man. You know you're one of my favorite people.
All right, pal. Well, you too. And, I mean, Jason's a friend of mine. We probably haven't been friends for more than 6 months through cornhole.
Yeah, I would say probably right around there. We've partnered up a few times, and we've taken a lot of people by storm.
But Jason's an example of a guy who's using cornhole to build many, many friendships. He's the head of the Delaware County group of cornhole, and he's built that up to on Tuesdays and Thursday nights they play, and he'll have 30, 40, 50 people show up. But in addition, he has a big network outside of that, and he's using cornhole to create a lot of great friendships. Tell us about it, Jason.
It's the least I can do. I love giving back. I love doing a lot of charity work. Just how I was raised, how I was built, and I figure now I'm in a good position where I can help others, and, you know, that's what we're trying to build, a good community of people to come and just release themselves from their hard-working day and just come have fun with a group of kids, women, guys, everybody, all races, everybody. Everybody just comes out and has a great time.
Right, and you got to keep them away from goofballs like me, right?
Nah, listen, you're one of the guys, when I go to play, you're one of the guys I have to really get myself set. I got to get in my right mind when I play against you.
That's right, because you know I got the Lord on my side.
Yes, sir, yes you do.
Yeah, but yeah, Jason does great work. I mean, great work. He works so hard. He's got a fantastic electrical company with a big team. So you got 8 teams out there. And in addition, he's building up this cornhole group. And, you know, and it's amazing. It's a bit of a ministry for him because he's got young kids he's mentoring. And he's, you know, kids that go through the system become either average players, they become better players, but they become better people too. And the way they see how he runs it as like a business, and it's all good. He's a role model to a lot of people.
I appreciate that. This past Saturday, we just ran for Coho Delco, our second annual St. James Bulldogs alumni tournament, and we helped raise a lot of money for that scholarship fund, and that was a fantastic day.
Yeah, that's a great point. A lot of cornhole events are partial fundraisers.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that was for St. James, the closed high school, but they still
right.
do great things.
Oh,
they raise
do.
Money, did great things.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason brought a team of people down there, and they played cornhole, and a portion of the money goes to great charities. And that's another part of cornhole that's already existing as philanthropic and mm-hmm. as a ministry. So it's great. And Jason, thank you for everything you've done for me, pal. You've made it easy for me to play that sport, and you've helped me out, and thank you so much.
No, Eddie, listen, it was a blessing. You and I were meant to meet, buddy, and I hope our friendship continues.
All right,
pal. Thanks, Jason, for calling.
Yeah, no, thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you as well. God
all
bless
right,
you. Well, you know what I'm thinking. You usually know. Why can't we do a fundraiser in 2023 for this radio apostle at a cornhole?
A cornhole? Yeah,
yeah,
we
let's
absolutely
do it.
Can.
Let's
absolutely
do a
can.
Cornhole fundraising event
yeah.
for this apostle because it's a volunteer network.
Yep, absolutely. No doubt.
And
no
it
doubt.
Pays for radio airtime and to get you on Facebook live.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Like today we had three calls, a prayer, a musician,
yeah.
and a cornhole man.
A cornhole man.
Yeah, cornhole king. So,
cornhole
yeah.
king. I mean, we are so blessed.
We
Eddie
can do
Moe,
it.
Whenever you're in the studio, you know, you said ahead of time, well, what are we going to talk about? I said, well, you know me. We go
right,
with the flow
right.
of the Holy Spirit. You are so gifted, and I love this concept. What's the follow-up to this if our listeners are interested?
Well, I'm going to talk to the archdiocese. On
to you, or if they're interested, or just wait till you come back again.
Yeah, I got some work to do. I got to go talk to the archdiocese and the presidents of the schools, and wonder if you set it out as a league or a club initially.
Yeah,
and you got to feel it out. And then how do you make the? I got to play it out. How do you make a Stations of the Cross look good on a cornhole board?
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to play it all out. But there's certainly great work to be had, and I also see. I mean. Cornhole, just like all sports, there's a bunch of people out there. When I look at them, my wife would look at a player, and I say, hey, I wonder how his life is. I wonder if he needs anything. So cornhole has an audience, just like any other sport, where a lot of people could use a boost. And I want to figure out how I can have that boost in the biggest possible way. You know, so it's a great thing to think about. But, you know, I want to come out initially making sure it's got a religious feel to it.
Yeah.
Because I can't go and play cornhole and then bring religion.
Yeah,
I got to
yeah.
start religion and then bring in cornhole.
Right. So the next time you're on the air, you'll have all these pieces in place.
This
was late-breaking news on the radio network today about using cornhole to reach so many people. And Eddie Moe, I love having you because next thing we'll have something on boats. So I just know it.
Yeah, no stopping.
So, friends, till Monday – you know, I pray that, and I know Eddie prays as well, that you have a blessed Thanksgiving. But we're going to just pray for our listeners right now. We have about a minute and a quarter left. And so, Jesus, we just pray through the power of the Holy Spirit for all of our listeners that you have a blessed Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And for those of you who have no one this Thanksgiving, we ask, friends, if you're listening and you know a neighbor or a relative has absolutely no one, to reach out to them for this Thanksgiving. It doesn't have to be fancy. Just incorporate prayer and a small meal to the homeless, to those who have no one to celebrate this beautiful, beautiful holiday with us. And we pray for Eddie Moe's ministry. We pray for the outreach that the Lord is leading him to. We pray for this outreach that it is blessed, and I can't say enough how God is reaching behind the scenes in the crevices to bring this to another level, to a higher level, to allow people to know that this is a praying apostolate. And my friends, until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everybody. Love you all, and say a lot of prayers for Ann and myself, and happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you.
Alert. stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next